Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Hey, here we go. Good morning. It's 7:39. Brock Hunter.
How you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
We're going to take a full look at your forecast here in just a little bit. But right now, though, let's get to it. Your topic of the day. Something strange. You know, we need a win, buddy. We need a win. Today's topic, what's your favorite little win in life? And you may be like, Brock, what do you mean little win? Well, I'll tell you, here's my little win in life. It's just something small. It perks up your day. Nothing too crazy. It's when you take maybe a pair of jeans out of the laundry and you put them on and you put your hands in your pockets and all of a sudden, oh look at that. $5. I didn't even know that was in there. If you get a 20, that's dude. That'll fix a week.
Yeah. If you have a 20, it's like how much money you got there? You just $20 to some people, man. You kind of know where those 20s are.
See, it worries me more when I find a 20 though, cuz I'm like, what else am I misplacing? If I'm okay with just forgetting where a $20 bill is, probably some other money. I'm just going to start looting through all my stuff.
Let me tell you a quick story about my cousin. And we were in his back seat one time. He was taking us somewhere. And he didn't have a messy car, but there was stuff on the floor just kind of floating around. Mm-hmm. You know, curious me, just kind of looking around. Oh, that looks like a check. So I had like, hey, man. It's like, hey, I think you got a check back here. And like they had a date on it. Dude, it was from like a year ago. And I'm like, hey, you got a check here from last year? He's like, really? He's like, open it. So I opened it, dude. It was like an $890 check that he forgot about. It was just floating around in his... I'm like, dude, $890. Like, let's go to the casino. He was like, oh, really? I'm like, dude, you didn't know you had $890 just floating around in your backseat. He's like, nice. Dude, he went right to Dunham's and bought a complete new set of golf clubs. Just like, dude, how nice would that be?
That's a win,
$20
buddy.
Is nice.
That's a win, man. That is a
That's
big
a
win.
That's a hell of a win.
Yeah, so that's my life's little win that I enjoy every single time. It doesn't happen all the time, but when it does, whoo, buddy, feeling good. What's your favorite little win in life, Hunter?
Dude, I had one happen the other day. It wasn't the other day. It was months ago, but, I mean, it's still. I think about it every single day, Brock. Well, you talked about it in the promo, actually, for this topic. Not only, if you guys know what a perfect pump is, if you're at the gas station and you let go of the handle and pow, right on $12 or $25 or however much money you're going to put into that pump, but you land it right exactly on the number. Well,
that feels good.
I took it another step the other day because you grab the handle, you put that little lever down and it just does it by itself, pumps by itself. It was an automatic perfect pump, so it stopped. On the it automatically stopped on, I think it was $27.
That's a unicorn. That's what we call a unicorn, dude, Hunter.
I actually made this noise. How? And there's a guy behind me. He's like, well, I turned to him. I'm like, perfect pump. And I don't think he understood it because he was just like, I think he was scared of me.
Yeah, you scared that old man with your perfect pump. You were running laps around your car
I threw my hands up. How? I made a noise for sure. I can't remember what the exact noise was, but
that's good awesome stuff. Feels good.
Yeah. Feels it's a rare really one. Good. That's a rare one, guys.
It's
like a hole in one kind. That's like a hole in one kind of. Some people get them.
That is the hole in one at the pump. All right, let's take a quick break. Get to the WIRX Facebook page right now. Comment, and we'll read yours. You got some great answers on there. We want to hear from you. What's your favorite little win in life? We'll have more when we come back. Stick around. It's the Plan B Morning Show. Ho! Ho!
The Plan B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter. Only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Well, good morning. Welcome to it. 7:51. Brock, Hunter.
If Monday, it's going to be cool.
So stupid.
Hey, Brock. Hey, Brock.
Yeah. Yeah.
Life's little victories, right?
Yeah.
Life's little victories today. That's what we're talking about. I think you know what I'm talking about when I tell you this. $14.99, bro.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Will you shut up about that light, for God's sakes?
Yes.
I will say,
So all Memorial Day weekend long, Hunter wouldn't shut up about this light that he got
hey, Brock,
for
$14.99.
Now, I will say, it was a very nice light. So it on is. Top of that, I will agree with you that finding a deal, whether something like your favorite thing's on sale or you just you get a great deal.
See, this was showing $20, Brock, on clearance. It even had the clearance red tag on it, $20. I'm like, that's awesome. It's perfect. Get to the counter. She's like, $14.99. How's that sound?
Ha! Yeah, you were ready to pay $20 with that $20 you found in your pocket earlier. Then, boom, she shaves off $5.99. Unbelievable.
Here's another little victory. Here's another little victory that happened that same day. And I think it's only happened to me once in my life. I hit every green light on Napier. Try it. It's impossible. If you could drive down Napier and hit every single green light.
That's true. Every green light, if you're in a hurry, oh, that's a gorgeous thing. That's a that's a life's little win right there.
Never happens, though. Never happens.
No, it happens very rarely, and that's why we enjoy it so much. Got some great comments on Facebook. What's your favorite little win in life? Let's see. Sherry said getting an onion ring in your fries.
Oh. You know, I've heard that some of the employees just do that on purpose as like a little gift.
See, that's awesome.
I do like that.
That's people helping people right there, brother.
You know?
I love
it. Looking out for you.
Yeah, if the cashier gives you a little wink when she hands you the bag, you're getting an onion ring in your fries, bro.
Yeah, but here's the thing. You're not getting the extra sauce you ordered with it, guarantee you that. Why is it so hard? And why do they ration those things? Like you ask for an extra packet, dude, she'll roll her eyes every single time. Like, what? Like, do you have like four of them back there left of its entirety?
Or life's little win, you get an extra sauce packet and you
never
can just
happens.
Douse it.
Get out of here.
You could just douse them.
Never seen it. Never.
You get that extra ketchup packet. Oh, no. you're going to town.
No, either you get one or you get none. Even if you ordered three, you'll get one. And then if you ask for another one, she'll look at you in disgust. Like, you piece of trash.
That's why I
give
say,
you another one.
I say,
but not willingly.
A handful. Can I get a handful of hot sauce? And then they will give you a handful.
Taco Bell's different, though.
That's the only one
where they'll give you extra sauce. That's it.
If you ever want to try something, if you're worried about the amount of sauce you're going to get, say, if they say, would you like any sauce? I say, I'll take as much as you're comfortable giving me. Lots of times, they're like, all right, here you go. I like how you roll. And then you have a pound of sauce.
And you'll get zero. That's what they're comfortable with. They don't want to give you any sauce, bro.
You're at like BK, and there's the actual Burger King standing in the back watching the employees as they grab the sauce.
No, they're in a vault. I think that's why they don't like going back, because they got to open the vault back up that's full of sauces that they're just rationing.
It's on a briefcase that is handcuffed to the manager's wrist.
Yeah. It's to the point now where I'm like, give me four. I will pay for four. I want to see the four of them up on the menu, on the tag here.
You're so angry about
something. I do. Man, I'm telling you, though, dude.
Let's see. What's some other favorite little wins in life? Alicia said watching my flowers grow. You know, you plant something. That's nice.
Damn.
Little win there.
That takes a while.
That's commitment right there. Nope, I'm not leaving this stoop until I see that flower grow. Nicholas had a good one. He said, fixing something around the house that I Forrest Gumped my way through.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there you go.
Not sure if this is going to work, but we're going to give it a shot.
Or how about having
give it a shot.
Something laying around the house that, like, completes your project that you had from, like, another project. Like, just like, yes, dude. It's perfect. It works perfectly.
Oh, the other day I had a little win. Speaking of fixing something, so I ordered these shelves, these small little dressers for the camper, and they fit perfectly. So there I was like, awesome. I did the measurements right. They literally fit perfectly, two of them, right in where I wanted them to go. And then I'm like, you know what? I want to mount these. And I wasn't sure how I was going to do it. But I did. Like Nicholas said, I Forrest Gumped my way through it, and now they're perfect. They are in there perfectly. Yeah. They fit perfectly. They look great. So that was nice, because I really had no idea.
One of those little wins where, like, you finish it, and then you go do something else, and you're like, I just want to go check it out again. So you go back and just look at it for a while.
Yeah, you do this, you go, huh?
That's pretty good.
Huh.
Hey, honey, come check this out.
And she's like, I don't care. What are you doing? Who cares? But no, look, it works.
Lifetime's on. I don't really care.
All right, we're going to take a break. We got more of the Plan B Morning Show coming up in just a little bit. Stick around.